My goal with these next few Shiurim is hopefully to take various Gemaras that talk about Shiurim, various measurements in the Torah, and just help us get a better understanding of the math behind these Gemaras and to be able to put them into various terms that we are more familiar with. So to be able to follow, I attached the chart of basic conversions, and I think that it would be very beneficial to open it and follow along. But just in case, I'll try to also speak it out in a way where you don't have to follow along. But if you are able to, I think it would be more beneficial to open it. So we'll start talking about units of length and width. And we know one of the most common measurements we know of is the amma. The amma, people say it's about 1.5 to 2 feet, which is, just to put that in more detail, we have various shittos as to what the shiurim are. So Rav Chaim Noah, who's the most meikil, has it at about 19 inches. The Chazon Ish, who's the most machmir, has it at about 24, which is 2 feet. And Rav Moshe says it is 21.2 inches. Within the amma, we have tfachim. The amma is the length from the tip of the middle finger to the elbow. The tefach is a hand breadth or a fist. Within an amma, there are six tefachim. Then within the tefach, there's the etzba, the finger. There are four etzbos in the tefach, which means if you do the math, four times six, if there are six tefachim in an amma, there are four etzbos in a tefach. So in an amma, you have four etzbos times six tefachim is 24 etzbos. Now we move on to solid and liquid measurements, and maybe we're going to be familiar with some of the terms here. The first one is a kazayas. A kazayas is the basic shear of achila. So that goes for good and for bad. All mitzvahs that have to be in achila, for example, the mitzvah of achilas matzah, those have to be a kazayas. And all isurei achila, for example, the isur of eating basar b'chalav, that's also going to be a kazayas. So what is a kazayas in contemporary terms? It's somewhere between 0.9 and 1.7 ounces, or 29 to 50 milliliters. If you combine two kazaysim, you get what's called a kibbetza, which is another shear of achila for certain other things. We're not going to go into that right now. So the kibbetza is two kazaysim. And the kibbetza has, when you know how many kibbetza and something, you could convert to various other measurements. And if you look at this table that I put out, so you're able to see that the acronym, there are many ways this acronym is quoted. We're going to use Ka'askalav Yagodu because it's the most encompassing, but there are people who say Askalav Gudu and Askalav Yagodu. So we'll see what exactly that means. So the way to write it out is you take the word Ka'askalav, Kaf, Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Beis. Then in between each letter, you go a line under, and in each space, you write another letter. So in between the Kaf and the Aleph, you have a Yud. In between the Aleph and the Samach, you have a Gimel. In between the Samach and the Kuf, a Vav. And you spell out Yagodu. And what does this mean? This means that to get from one measurement to the other in the word Ke'asklav, you have to use the letters of Yagodu to multiply and divide. So we'll go from left to right. You have the Beitza, which we said is two kazaysim. So to get from Beitza, which is Beis, to a Lamed, a Log, you have Vav, six. What does that mean? There are six kibbetzas in a Log. A Beitza is smaller than a Log. There are six of them in a Log. To get from a Log to a Kav, how many Log are in a Kav? Dalet, four. And that would mean how many Beitzas are in a Kav? So you do six times four, and that'd be 24. Then just going down the line, we have how many kav within a sa, also six. And then there are three sa in an epha, and there are 10 epha in a kor. Another term for a kor is an omer or an asiris ha'epha, because if there are 10 epha in one kor, that means in one epha there are 1/10 kor. So the kor is 1/10 of an epha. If you were to combine this all, you would figure out that how many beta are in a core. Well, you would do Vav 6 times Dalet 4 times Vav 6 times Gimel 3 times Yud 10, which is 4,320. So in each core, there are 10 apha, 30 sa, 180 kav, 720 log, 4,320 batim. And just some other common measurements you might have heard, a revias, which is the shiur shtia, the basic unit of liquid measurements. So what is a revias? A revias is a revias, a fourth of a log. So that were to mean that, for example, if we want to figure out how many kibbutzim are in a revias, so if we know that there are six kibbutzim in one log, and revias is a fourth of a log, so a beitza is going to be 1/4 of six, which is 1.5. So there are 1.5 beitzas in a log. So how many kazesim are in a log? We know there's two kazesim in a kibbutzim. There are 1.5 kibbutzas in revias, so 1.5 times two, there are three kazesim per revias. Those are some basic conversions. And Ritz Hashem, in the coming days, we will start looking at various Gemaras and figuring out the shiurim behind them.